This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com.
You're listening to Rewind, a listen back on press conferences, highlights, and analysis from the 76ers' previous game.
The Sixers win over the Cavaliers 114-95 after losing their first two games on this road trip. Matisse Thybulle has joined us, and Matisse, I thought you played really well. And boy, you had a couple of nice jams, a three. The defense is always there. It must have felt good for your team, A, to blow them out, and for you to get back in there and get in the groove a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we've been struggling a little bit, so to get this win was huge. And then definitely for me, just to see the ball going a couple times, always good.
And the drive, it looked like you had a little Pac-12 knowledge there against Kevin Porter. You were able to get by him, get a step, and get that jam and the earlier dunk in the first half. And that's there. That you got to take that when it's there, right?
Yeah, every time. Every time. Those are huge energy plays. And, I mean, we had a lot of those as a team today, so I think that helped a lot in us getting this win.
So, last thing, but your team is trying to come together. And I thought, especially in the third, I mean, there was some drop-off there after those early easy baskets. But tonight, I thought Josh struggled a little bit overall, but this may be the best that the group has played in dominating Cleveland in the first 24 minutes. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think this is the type of basketball that we strive to play every day when we step on the court. And I think for us to just see ourselves do it and have this kind of success is going to be huge for us to carry over into these next few games at home.
Thank you, Matisse. Appreciate it. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, but Matisse Thybulle joining us courtside. He played 16 minutes. He went 3-for-5 with 8 points and a rebound. The Sixers win handily 114-95. With the Sixers win, you win too, thanks to the official winning partner, Parks Casino, the number one casino in Pennsylvania. Parks is giving you a free $25 to use on their online casino app. Go to parkscasino.com/SixersWin right now and use promo code WINNING. Promo code WINNING. T&Cs apply. See website for more details. Must be 21 or over. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Tom McGinnis back here in Cleveland, and the Sixers with their easiest victory of the year. They cruised a 114-95 win, up 11 after one, up by 24 at the half. They led 95-69 into the fourth. Cleveland got it to within 15 in the fourth, but the Sixers able to pull away and win handily. And tonight, or today, this evening, this afternoon, Tobias Harris with 27. He had to come in and kind of punctuate the victory with some points down the stretch to create that separation. Sixers had an 8-0 run. So he ended up with 27 points, 30 and a half minutes, 12 of 14, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, plus 23. Tobias Harris, our Independence Blue Cross player of the game. And then James Ennis III coming off the bench with 14 points. He had a couple of threes in the first half, ended up with one more in the game. All told, he goes 5 of 7 in 16 minutes. How about that? Efficient. 4 rebounds, 14 points, and a block. James Ennis, our NJM Insurance sixth man of the game. Sixers win 114-95. They're 8-5, and they're coming home for 3 straight games at the center. Tom McGinnis here in Northeast Ohio at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Sixers now 8-5. Cleveland through a dozen games, 4-8. They've now dropped three games in a row. The Sixers with four of their five starters in double figures offensively. Ennis and Korkmaz in double figures. In fact, they combined for 27 points off the bench. The Sixers bench outscored Cleveland in this game, and the Sixers in fast break points had the edge 17-8, and the rebound edge in total 44-42. The big disparity was in assists. Ben Simmons had 11 for the Sixers, his fourth point assist double-double of the year, and all told, the Sixers 33 assists to 14 for Cleveland. Sixers shoot 55%. Embiid had 14 points. He only played 22.5 minutes, 11 points for Al Horford. And here's Coach Brown outside the Sixers locker room.
I thought defensively tonight they came out with a sting. They were purposeful, and we should be. You know, how people respond to losing and trying to get back on track is always an interesting sort of snapshot for all of us. And I thought the guys were great. You know, they came out with a sense of urgency. For the most part, they didn't let up. And I thought that our defense, you know, sort of paved the way for our offense.
But why do you think, what was the difference, I mean, in their performance?
I mean, it's always, I think, the ability to sustain a spirit. You know, the ability to sustain a ruthless, like, 48-minute thing is the holy grail that all coaches seek. And, you know, over the course of 82 games, like, it's unrealistic to think, like, obviously you're going to get that. You need it more than not. You especially need to see sort of a crude examples where it just keeps getting better and better and better. And I thought it was kind of sporadic in Oklahoma City. It wasn't that tonight. And I think it's just human nature, you know, and it's that's my job as the coach to try to corral that, arrest that as much as I can.
What about Trey Burke? You went to him early in the game. Can you talk about that, the reason why you did that?
I mean, it's one of the good things about the team that Elton and the front office have constructed is you do look down and you feel like you have options. And, you know, when I brought Jay Rich sort of off the backup point guard duties and playing him kind of exclusively as a two, you got Haul and Trey like to look at and call upon. And I don't want to see any player rot. I feel like I got to keep those guys alive. It wasn't like Haul did anything wrong. And I thought, like, Trey coming in and his old coach, you know, maybe there was a connection of dots there. And to your point, I thought he really was a spark that got us going. And I thought his defense was excellent as well.
What did you make of what James Ennis was able to provide off the bench?
I think when you look at the bench in totality, whether it's you know, Key's point about Trey or whether you look at James and Furkan, you know, they had scoring opportunities that they capitalized on. Then I think, you know, Matisse came in and gave us some good stuff. I was glad to see Shake come in and play in the game and get some minutes. But I thought our bench in general, those wings, I thought did a pretty good job.
Sixers coach Brett Brown outside the Sixers locker room on the event floor level here in Cleveland. The Sixers win by 19. Again, the final 114-95. The Sixers are now 8-5. Their record on the road 4-5, and they'll be unbeaten when they go home at 4-0 to take on the New York Knicks Wednesday at 7. We'll get to the highlights in this one. Our thanks to Dylan McKinnon, Carl Namoli back at the station. Stacy Knox here in Cleveland engineering our broadcast. The Sixers jumped out to the early 11-point lead. James Ennis came off the bench, as Brett Brown was just saying. The wings did a good job. Ennis getting a steal and a run out after a nice defensive play for the Sixers in the opening quarter of play. Dellavedova driving on Furkan into the lane. Ennis blocks it, and the ball is loose. James on the run. Ennis to the line. Ennis to the rim. Into the lane. Got it. And James Ennis beating Kevin Porter Jr. to the glass to steal the run out the hoop. And he's got 8 to lead the Sixers. 5-point lead, 23-18. And the Sixers would go on to lead by 11 after the opening quarter. It was 33-22. Tobias Harris had arguably his best game for the Sixers, most efficient. He ended up 12 of 14 with 27 points. The Sixers just had a close-range shot that went awry, and right after that, Harris stole the outlet and got this slam dunk. Richardson back to Embiid. Open 17-footer. Drives it. Sidesteps one man. Throws it. And Embiid passes it an open look and throws it away. But it's a steal by Harris and he gets a jam. Yeti Osman fails to control the outlet. And Brett Brown motioning to Joel Embiid. Shoot that in an open 15-footer. And I mean wide open. And the Sixers would go on the lead at intermission 68-44. So you think Cleveland would have a little fight, make things a little more difficult to begin the third. Not the case. Ben Simmons roaming free for an easy dunk right out of the gate in the second half. Colin Sexton couldn't get it to go. Sixers on a run with Benny. Who's guarding Simmons? Nobody. A blow by and a two-hand jam. The Cavaliers. Bad shot to start the possession for the third, and then Ben Simmons runs it down and jams it. And it was going so easy, Cleveland started to come back a little bit, a rash of turnovers and poor shots by the Sixers. But then Furkan Korkmaz settled things down. He was 5 of 8, including the three. He finished with 13 points. He was plus 15 in the game. Here's Korkmaz from deep. Burke on the drive. He's got Scott ahead. He goes to Furkan. Korkmaz fakes a three. Sidesteps the defender. Shoots it. And good. Furkan Korkmaz is dominating here late in this third quarter of play. He has 10 points now in the game. So Furkan, again, not just a catch-and-shoot player, but very good off the bounce on the perimeter. And then he had a couple inside scoop layups as well. Sixers led after three, 95-69. But once again, Cleveland, again, not tightening the game where you're starting to wonder, oh, no. But they got it down to 15. Brett Brown had to put Tobias Harris back in the game, and he did not disappoint. Harris had five in a row, including this tray from outside. Couple of baskets here could put it out of reach, including this one, a three, and it's good. Tobias Harris now 10 of 12. That's his first three in the game. Well constructed out of the timeout. Neto feeds Harris, and Tobias with 22. So the Sixers win the game by 19 points, 114 to 95, and Harris leading the way with 27. Sixers end up with six players in double figures. Cavaliers had five, and the Sixers with two wins over Cleveland in their last four games. And now 8-5 through 13 games. They come off the road having already played nine road games, and the Sixers snap a mini two-game skid with those losses in Orlando and Friday in Oklahoma. So up next, three straight home games, including Wednesday night when the Sixers take on the New York Knicks.
You've been listening to Rewind. Look out for fresh episodes the day after every 76ers game this season.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.